Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. Jamal Ahmed here, and I'm very blessed right now to be joined by one of the leading figures in the world of contemporary jazz music, and definitely on the saxophone, the man, Mr. Dave Koz. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great, Jamal. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
No, it's a blessing, man. Blessing, big blessing. So, first of all, you've been doing so much. I mean, you really are like the James Brown of jazz, man. You're one of the hardest working cats in the game right now. Let's just talk about your history real quick so we can just get a background, a feel for your background. I was actually on the Capitol Jazz Cruise and had a chance to interview Mr. Jeff Lorber, and we were talking about you and how you were playing with him. He was one of the first people you played with. Talk about that era of your career in the 1980s.
Well, I went to UCLA. I was a mass communications major at UCLA, but I was playing weddings and fraternity gigs and stuff on the side. And then when I graduated, it was an amazing thing happened. My parents said, "What are you going to do now?" Because I think that they wanted me to get a regular job. I said, well, I'm going to just give music 6 months and see what happens. And 2 weeks later, I got a call from Bobby Caldwell, the great blue-eyed soul singer. And he was putting together a new band. I auditioned for him. I got the gig. And Bobby's gigs at that time especially were attended by a who's who in music. So it was almost like he gave me this big debut, coming out kind of party. And through Bobby, I met Jeff Lorber. And Jeff Lorber said, I want you to come and audition for my band, and I got that gig, and then it just sort of snowballed. It's been on since those years, and that was 1986. It's just been one kind of party bus started, and it's been going ever since. And I do have people to thank. I mean, you bring up Lorber. If it weren't for Jeff Lorber, I'm quite sure I wouldn't be talking to you right now, doing an interview about my music, because he was the first person that said, you should be making your own records. And nobody had ever said that to me before, and I hadn't even thought about it myself. So I owe him a huge debt of gratitude.
Yeah, yeah, he's the man. He's put on a lot of people, and you're definitely one of those who stuck around, man. I mean, you've been around for a long time, and I mean, I look at your Christmas show, that we'll talk about a little later, but 16 years, man, that's incredible. But let's talk about your latest record, because speaking of James Brown, you actually did a nice cover of James Brown on your latest record. Is that Dave Koz and Friends, Summer Horns?
That's it.
Yeah.
And that was a total labor of love project that I had this idea, because I grew up listening to the horn bands, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Tower of Power. Tower of Power was the first band I ever bought, first record I ever bought. James Brown, absolutely. Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Chicago. These are the groups. I mean, Ohio Players, Kool and the Gang. These are the bands that I grew up listening to. It's like my musical DNA is all of that. And one of the main reasons why I wanted to become a horn player was because of those horn sections. Every one of those bands had the horn section as the primary sound of that group. So we decided to do an album that celebrated that sound and those groups, those seminal groups. So I enlisted the help of some pretty talented saxophone players, Richard Elliott, Mindy Hebert, and Gerald Albright. And the four of us share the same passion for these groups. And so we came together and recorded this album, which was produced by Paul Brown. And it's chock full of these great songs. I mean, the songs that are so classic and never go out of style. And we just decided to put our own little unique spin on it. Had the time of our lives. We went out and toured all summer long. And it was such a big success, and everybody had such a great time, that we're going to be doing a Summer Horns tour next summer as well. So we're continuing, keeping the flame going.
Well, you know, let's just kind of keep going with the succession of coming off the summertime into like October, and you just got off the Dave Koz and Friends at Sea cruise. Talk about that, the Mediterranean cruise.
Well, it was the eighth cruise that I've been very fortunate, blessed to host. And every year we like to go to a different place. And we spent the last 2 years in different parts of Europe. This particular one started in Rome, Italy, and then cruised the Mediterranean to the island of Sicily. We went to Mykonos, Greece, and Athens, Greece, and then to back up through Sorrento, Italy. And it was, oh my God, it just was incredible. We had 2,800 people all jazz lovers, mostly from the United States. Mm. A lot of Atlanta, by the way. We had Atlanta was very well represented on the cruise this year. And so anyway, it was very exciting and very cool. And we had so many wonderful artists that included Larry Graham, Grand Central Station. We had Michael McDonald. We have Sheila E. and her dad, Pops. And we had Brian Culbertson and Kirk Whalum. And we had Gerald Albright. We just went on and on and on. But one thing I wanted to tell you and how this all relates to coming for Christmas is that we had a silent auction on board that cruise for a pet charity that I've worked with for almost 20 years called the Starlight Children's Foundation.
Right.
And Starlight basically helps families who have kids in the hospital, kids that are in the hospital for long periods of time, cancer, burn victims, etc. And that's a very scary experience for the kid and the family as well. And Starlight comes in and helps alleviate some of the stress associated with that through different programs. So we raised, on the cruise, due to the generosity of our fans, we raised $100,000.
Wow.
Because we had all these really cool things, one-of-a-kind experiences and signed saxophones and guitars and stuff. So how we're divvying that up, every city that we go to on this Christmas tour, the 2013 Christmas tour, we have chosen through Starlight a local children's hospital in each city that we go to, and they will be getting 3 iPad tablets that come fully loaded with all kinds of games and educational programs, plus $500 of whatever they want that's on their wish list, the hospital. The hospitals, especially kids' wards, they need games and puzzles and dolls and whatever. And so this is $500 that they can spend however they want. So I'm proud to say that in Atlanta, that Children's Healthcare of Atlanta is going to be the recipient of $5,000 worth of products from the Dave Koz cruise. So that makes me feel good that we can go into every city and do something local for the kids that are in the hospital.
Oh, that's really beautiful and special, man. And I have to say, you're also doing more than that. I mean, your wine company is actually partnering with the California Pizza Kitchen, and you do something with that. Could you talk about that as well?
Yeah, also for Starlight, I've been doing making wine, but fortunately I don't make it. I do like to drink it, but I don't make it. But about 5 years ago, we started partnering with a winery in California that makes this delicious wine. And about a year ago, it was picked up by California Pizza Kitchen, which has restaurants all over the country. And so now you can go into your local CPK and sit down and have a glass of the Koz wine or a bottle if you'd like. We have a Pinot Noir and a white wine blend. And the proceeds from the sale of the wine go to Starlight as well. So we've raised a lot of money for Starlight to continue their very important mission. And, you know, when a child is in the hospital, the whole family, an extended family, their lives are turned upside down. And I've just seen it firsthand, the kind of smiles that Starlight, through its volunteers, put on these families' faces. So it's a wonderful organization that I love being a part of.
And I'm sure it's quite addictive to make those children smile like that. You want to come back and do it every year.
Well, I sure hope so. But believe me when I tell you, Jamal, this is, I get so much, it's like tenfold what I get in return compared to what I give. In terms of the experience, I always learned so much from these kids. They're and the parents who are such heroes. They all have so much courage, and especially now that we're heading through Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday season, this when you can give thanks for what you do have, and health, good health is at the top of the list always.
Right.
To be so thankful for that blessing.
Well, you know what? Speaking of being thankful and the holidays, let's talk about something that has been a tradition for over 16 years. You started this back in, what, 1996, 97?
97 was the first year that we did it. It was an idea of David Benoit, the great piano player, and I. I was interviewing him for a radio show that I do, and we were talking about it, and he had just lost a parent, so did I, and we just kind of came up with the idea, well, let's go out and and do some shows that holiday season, and that was 16 years ago.
Wow.
It's amazing. And here we are, 16 years later, we're still doing the Christmas show. Atlanta is now, we started coming to Atlanta maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's a staple. It's the Cobb Energy Center is a wonderful place for a Christmas concert. And this year, the cast is off the charts great. We've got South African guitarist and singer Jonathan Butler. We have the chanteuse, the incredibly talented Olita Adams.
Mm.
And a piano virtuoso from Japan by the name of Keiko Matsui. Plus an incredible band and a lot of surprises up our sleeve, too.
Yeah, so I was
really looking forward to coming back to the Cobb.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, and this isn't your normal run-of-the-mill Christmas concert where you're just playing all the traditional songs. It you feel the spirit of Christmas, but you guys take them on a bit of a journey. Talk about the show in particular.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. Is that, you know, I come from the school of high entertainment value. It's one thing to go to see a music show where you're watching musicians play, but we like to be very interactive, and especially with these songs, the Christmas songs are almost like musical comfort food, where people hear the same pieces of music every year, but it makes them feel good because these are more than just melodies. They're like signposts that you can refer back to that bring up all kinds of memories with family and friends and years past. And so it's a very emotional show, but it also can be very fun and high energy. There's a tremendous amount of collaboration that happens in the show with all the different artists. We do a lot of the songs together as a quartet. And we have full video and lighting rigs so that when you come to the Cobb, you can really see that it's like a Disney show or something. It's a lot of production value. But the most important thing is that we try to convey, the band and the artists and me, is that we want to convey that feeling of being in somebody's living room and that warmth, that family feeling, the collaboration. Let's have a beautiful, fun, an enjoyable night, and celebrate the holidays.
Right, right. And we have to remind folk that is happening here in Atlanta at the Cobb Energy Center on December the 2nd. So put that on your calendar. And Mr. Dave Koz, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question because, you know, I'm still in my 30s, barely, but I'm still in my 30s, and I grew up watching the Arsenio Hall show, and that's where I first saw you. Was on that show back in the 90s. How was it performing on the Arsenio Hall show back in October after all those years?
You know what? It was surreal for me because it had been, let's see, almost, I was doing that show every week on Thursdays for about a year, a little over a year, and I stopped doing it in 1994. So it had almost been 20 years since Arsenio and I were together on a stage like that. Now, the one thing I do want to say is that he's an incredibly nice, wonderful man, great gentleman, and he and I have kept in touch throughout that whole thing. He's been so supportive. He's come to see our shows many times when we play in Los Angeles. So he and I have been in touch for a long time. So getting the invitation from him to come back on the new show I was so excited. He put together a killer band, but it almost felt like no time had passed. It almost felt like it was 1994. And that's an amazing thing. You know, you can take a 20-year break, close your eyes, and come back, and not much has changed. He's still the same guy. He's got such a passion for what he does, and he's a huge music nut. That's the great thing for musicians and people who love music. Having him back on the air is like an ace in the hole for us, that somebody is on the air that truly appreciates and likes and promotes music of all kinds.
Right.
So I'm very happy that he's on the air. I love the experience, and hope to come back sometime.
And we hope to see you back, man. And I tell you, that was really a wonderful trip down memory lane. And, of course, you always just do a great job at the concert, man. So I really do encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And, of course, we want to remind people here in Atlanta that the Dave Koz and Friends Christmas Tour 2013 featuring Olita Adams, Jonathan Butler, and Keiko Matsui It's going to be here in Atlanta on December the 2nd over there at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. If you want to find out more information, you can go to www.cobbenergycenter.com. Again, we have the man, Mr. Dave Koz, on the phone. Thank you so much, sir, and God bless you in all your future endeavors.
Hey, buddy. It's great. It's a great pleasure and blessing for me to talk with you, and also this radio station has been such a supporter of mine and so many artists and musicians over the years. So I just want to say how much, just for me, I can only talk for me, how much I appreciate not only the people who work at the station, but all the incredible fans that have been so nice to give us a home away from home in Atlanta. And I hope that we'll see a big chunk of you on Monday, December 2nd.
Yes, and I look forward to it. And hey, man, if you ever need a host for that Mediterranean cruise, you know who to come to.
Okay, well, we have to talk about that, so be sure to come back and say hi.
I will.
At the Cobb, all right?
I will, Mr. Koz. Take care, all right?
It's great talking.